It's time to look for more from your animal nutrition provider. And more is exactly what Purina delivers. When you choose Purina, you can be confident knowing you're helping your animals reach their fullest potential. Visit PurinaMills.com to figure out how you can get more from your feed company.
Another warm day will be occurring across the northern plains, upper Midwest, and Canada's prairies today. We will see a cooler air mass, though, show itself across the region as we go from Wednesday into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Temperatures this afternoon will be in the upper 70s and the lower 80s across most of the region, and that will accelerate drying after the last weekend's widespread rain, and we will find farming activity gradually improving across the area. Tomorrow we'll still be seeing temperatures in the 70s and 80s across the region. Most of our region will be in the 80s. It will be cooling down west of the Missouri River, though, and some of that cooling will show across our area as we get into Thursday and Friday. The afternoon highs Thursday may be stuck in the 60s and perhaps even a few 50s in parts of North Dakota. In contrast, there will be some 70-degree temperatures still occurring in South Dakota and southern Minnesota. The cooler air will go ahead and push deeper into the region, though. On Friday, we will see everybody seeing highs in the 60s with a couple of upper 50s out there. Well, with afternoon temperatures like that, you can imagine that the nighttime lows will get rather nippy, too, and we do expect to see the temperatures slipping back into the middle and upper 30 and 40 degree range. I do not expect to see widespread threatening cold. However, with that said, we will experience some temperatures cooling enough for patches of soft frost to evolve, and that will likely occur only in parts of North Dakota and a handful of locations in Minnesota. The temperatures, for the most part, will be too warm for that, and we do not expect to see the temperatures cold enough for a long enough period of time to induce any kind of permanent damage to crops that are up and developing. As far as the longer-range outlook for the rest of our weekend into early next week, we'll go back into a warming trend again, and our temperatures will rebound, getting back into the 70s again by the time we get to the second half of the weekend, and by then we will be seeing more aggressive crop development once again. It would not surprise me to see some 80-degree temperatures creeping back across parts of the Dakotas again on Sunday, and possibly Monday of next week we'll see those 80s more widespread. Now, the frontal system that drops through the region tomorrow night into Thursday will bring with it a chance for a few showers and a couple of rumbles of thunder. Some of that precipitation could actually begin to impact western North Dakota during the morning tomorrow, and the frontal system will move through the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. There will be a secondary disturbance that will come in, bringing in another chance for some rain and drizzle. That will occur briefly in eastern North Dakota and Minnesota on Thursday. The temperatures will be coolest during that time period, and then we will clear out the skies. That's how we get the chilly temperatures to occur on Friday. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.